Well, there's a section here where we decided we would make it look like some kind of a public park. So we have some hills, and we want to cover it with trees and make it look like some walk paths in it and some little concession stands. And there's a little place on it that will overlook the track, so it would be like a train watching sections, things like that. Then on another side, we have a village, a downtown area with streets running through it and stores on both sides and cars and automobiles and stuff like that. We plan to eventually try to install some electric traffic lights and things like that. And then there will be a second level over the whole thing, and we're just starting to get that organized, too.
And I know you have a lot of ag backgrounds, too, in this setup.
There's a farm, and there's a meat packing plant, things like that. And a lot of things, you know, we're just, it's lying open, and we're just saying, well, what do we do with this? What do we do with this? And we don't know. And, you know, finally somebody's moved to say, well, why don't we find something to do that with? So it's constantly evolving, and it's part of what's fun about coming down here.
Well, and that's what I wouldn't get to. Then the creativity is almost an art form of doing this. I mean, is that kind of your, you know, one of the main connections in all of this is putting the stuff together, putting the scenery together?
Right, especially that, and learning how to use materials and doing research about how to use materials and then making it fit here, and then not being happy with it and throwing it away and starting over again, stuff like that.
So your love of model trains goes back how far? How did it start?
Oh, well, my earliest memories of watching trains start when I was a young child, out in Manassas, Virginia, where I could see the main line going by, and that's in the 40s. And I don't remember too much about that anymore, but I've always liked trains and got involved with model trains when I was in, probably about 6 or 7 years old. And it just came along with me and got intrigued with small models, things like that, because of the great flexibility and just that I've always thought it was fun. So I've done that. And most of the other people have bought the same story somewhere. When they were children, they saw trains and were impressed with it. And got somebody got them a Lionel train and things like that.